Jack, Steve, and Tracy.
Everybody get up.
Yep, because it's 5:32 here at Sunny 101.5, and time for the Jack, Steve, and Tracy show. All right. We'll let you warm up. Someone's going to be spinning the wheel of meat later on this morning. You know, got to do the proper exercise, warm-ups, you know what I mean? Don't want to pull anything. All kinds of other stuff. We'll tell you the times we're going to play the super high-low jackpot, of course, because that continues today. And tough love with Siri. And go figure. Go figure. That's right, boy.
And
chock full.
Wheel of meat.
Wheel of meat. Yeah, we did that. And radio paparazzi and tell me something good. I think that pretty much covers it. So we better get to it.
Sunny 101.5 with Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
All right, 15 minutes past 6. Here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, last week, a high school senior in Minnesota dressed up as one of your favorites, Jack, The Rock.
Yeah.
And made a video of herself asking Dwayne Johnson to the prom. So, of course, Johnson gets wind of this, and he sees her video on Twitter.
Yeah.
And this is so cool. He shares a message for her that actually is played on the intercom at Stillwater Area High School, where she goes to school on Friday. He arranged for this announcement to be read their intercom, and the announcement started, "Hey, you're probably thinking, what is The Rock doing on our intercom system for morning announcements?" So, but take a listen to how this went.
Okay.
I just want to take a moment to let you know how awesome I think you are. You stepped out of your comfort zone to ask me to the prom. Katie, girls and women, they get shy around me. High-level professional women get very shy around me, and they don't say anything until I leave. And here you are. You're like, "Yo, Rock, I'm your biggest fan. I love you. Take me to the prom." I love that about you, Katie.
Isn't that cool? Wow. So he says he's going to be in Hawaii filming, so he can't go. But get this. He has rented out a movie theater for her and all of her friends to go see his new movie, Rampage. And he says, "You know, I rented out all 232 seats.
Yeah,
I want you to go and have the greatest time. And thank you for being awesome."
Nice job.
How cool is that?
That's very cool.
Wow.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy.
In the mornings, it gets me going.
Sunny 101.5.
All the latest Hollywood drama, hookups, deals, and scandal. Radio paparazzi on Sunny 101.5.
All right, 6:54, here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, former President George H.W. Bush is responding to treatment and recovering in intensive care in a hospital in Houston. He's been there since Sunday morning after contracting an infection that spread to his blood. 93-year-old Bush's hospitalization occurred just one day after his wife of 73 years, former First Lady Barbara Bush, was laid to rest. Well, Prince William and Kate Middleton welcomed their third baby yesterday, a boy. His name hasn't been revealed yet, but both mom and baby are said to be doing well. The baby boy joins 4-year-old brother Prince George and 2-year-old sister Princess Charlotte. The baby will be fifth in line for the throne. Well, Rachel Wise and husband Daniel Craig are expecting their first child together. The 48-year-old Oscar winner revealed the news late last week in an interview with the New York Times and said they are just really excited to be parents. Wise is also mom to 11-year-old Henry. Speaking of being excited about a baby, John Stamos admits he cries a lot as a new dad. This is the sweetest story. He told People being a new dad is bringing out the best. in him and the tears in him. He says, I cry a lot. His son, Billy, arrived on April 10th, and he says, it's just more beautiful than anyone told me it would be, and I've been waiting a long time. He's 54, and this is his first baby. He said his latest crying jag took place just the day he did the interview. He said, I woke up this morning and sang him House at Pooh Corner. You know, that Kenny Loggins song?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's always a tearjerker, isn't it?
I can't imagine having my first child at 54.
Right? And you know what? So many Hollywood men are having babies in their 50s.
Wow.
Well, Richard Gere and his girlfriend, Alejandra Silva, have reportedly married after 4 years of dating. The 68-year-old actor and 35-year-old Spanish publicist tied the knot several weeks ago. This is Gere's third marriage. He was married to supermodel Cindy Crawford from 91 to 95. Then he married Carrie Lowell from 2002 to 2016. They have a 17-year-old son together. And it's also Sylvia's second marriage. She has a 5-year-old son with her ex-husband. 68 and 35. Jack, the audience can't, our listeners can't see your face. So he's just shaking his head. Well, are you going to say something? Or are you speechless, Jack? He's just speechless.
It doesn't pertain to me. I have no say in this, so whatever.
Oh, well, Sarah Jessica Parker has a new job. She has launched a line of wedding dresses. I don't know if you guys remember, but she pretty famously wore a black gown for her wedding to Matthew Broderick in 1997. She's always so stylish, though. The Sex and the City star's first collection now contains 10 different looks, including gowns, skirts, and even jumpsuits with bright colors and different details like cutouts and feathers, priced $295 to $2,395. Parker says she just felt there was this opportunity out there because brides are looking for something different. And her wedding line, the goal of it is that these pieces and gowns should be usable outside of that special occasion. So, you know, you don't wear that wedding dress just
one
once.
Time, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amen. That's kind of cool. And I looked very fleetingly and thought, oh, this is really neat. Alrighty, birthday game.
Now we've been told
you're gonna know these people,
which means nothing.
Cedric the Entertainer.
Ah.
Forty-seven.
58.
54.
Okay.
All right. I feel all right.
Jordan Fisher.
I don't know who that is. Is he a golfer? It's a good golfer name.
38.
All right, you don't know who he is either then. I mean that Jordan Fisher.
Yeah, this one is a little harder. This one is a little
32.
Harder. 24.
Okay.
He's an actor, singer, and dancer. He has been in Teen Beach Movie, Teen Beach 2, Grease Live, and he won Dancing with the Stars, the 25th season.
Okay.
Which Jack said would never last one, but that wasn't that the show that you said?
I admitted I was wrong.
Right.
I mean, when I make a mistake, I make it.
You're right. You do. You're saying, I am really going to screw this one up.
All right, let's go to Austin Nichols.
Okay. I don't know who that is either.
Here's the thing. When we started this thing, her comment was,
You're going to know.
Oh, you're going to know.
It's a home run.
We've known one out of, we've done, this is the third one or fourth?
This is the third one.
We've known one.
One out of three.
Okay. Austin
Nichols.
Nichols is 40.
21.
38. Mm-hmm. He's in One Tree Hill, The Day After Tomorrow, and the movie Wimbledon.
There you go. Any other ones that we would know?
Okay. No, we're good.
All right.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy.
In the morning, so it gets me going.
Sunny, 101.5. Need life advice? We know who to ask.
I don't care about hurting your feelings because I don't know what feelings are.
It's Tough Love with Siri on Sunny 101.5.
Okay. Siri, what are your thoughts on hiding the snacks from the kids?
Hiding snacks from your kids is not just acceptable, it should be mandatory. Why do kids always get to eat all of the good snacks? First of all, they don't appreciate them at all. They don't know that good snacks cost money and they aren't thankful for the fact that they have them at all. As an adult, you have to put in so much effort to raise kids that you need the good snacks to give you energy and keep you going. Oh, and hiding them gives you leverage over your kids to bribe them to do things for you or stop misbehaving.
Mm-hmm.
I've done it. I've hidden snacks from the kids.
I hide snacks from myself.
What are the good snacks? I'm interested in what's a good
snack? You know, like things like Ho-Hos.
That's a good snack.
If those are left, because we usually...
Because the word good, that could mean...
See, for us, snacks are usually granola bars, fruit, you know, cashews. Uh-huh. Like, we try to be healthier, but then occasionally you splurge with the ding-dongs and the Ho-Hos and those, like, really sweet, just terrible for you things.
Yeah.
And if we don't put the, like, ration those, we could find an entire box missing.
Want some tough love from Siri? Just send an email to siri@sunny1015.com. More tough love from Siri tomorrow morning at 7:15 on Sunny 101.5.
Denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. Welcome to the five stages of waking up.
This is the Jack, Steve, and Tracy Show on Sunny 101.5.
Sunny 101.5
with Jack, Steve, and Tracy's life hacks.
All right.
Doom, but doom.
Rust buildup. You know, I've been contemplating getting rid of my little compact car and getting a truck. And I asked Jack, who's just a 150 owner. Not a 250.
That's right.
Or anything,
just a small one.
He said, you just got to watch out. Trucks rust. And that's what everyone has told me.
Told you that what?
They rust. The body rusts on trucks. It's just a known issue with trucks. It just happens. Same with cars.
Why
it's no
is
different.
That?
But trucks, a lot of people that have owned trucks, they tell me they tend to rust faster, or you notice it faster. Maybe because it's higher up and it's more eye level. I don't know.
But all I know is that winter, you know, that the salt and stuff is that's brutal.
So rust buildup, anything. Okay. You have a favorite wrench that maybe was left out in the rain and got rusty or something like that. You can soak it overnight in vinegar and salt.
Vinegar and salt.
Yeah.
Huh.
It'll be good as new, but do remember to dry it off this time. Don't forget to dry it off because then the rust will come right back.
Yeah.
But
vinegar
and salt.
How about that?
So
I never knew that one.
Also, soak your truck, Jack, in vinegar and
salt. I got to find a pond that's got vinegar and salt in it, and I'm good.
There we go. Well, mine is, you know, we're approaching baseball season here, and, you know, the kids are going to be out playing, and, man, those grass stains.
Yeah.
The pants get so dirty, and they're all white, of course. So a life hack that I found that, I mean, I watched the video and saw it with my own eyes.
Mm-hmm.
You just use Murphy's oil soap, and you rub that into those grass stains. And use water and, just keep scrubbing it. And, man.
Murphy's oil soap.
Just, they come out bright white.
How
good as new.
That? Did not know that. Steve and I have had discussions over this. We've had
over things that you'd never think you'd talk
over
about.
Watermelons. I said, you think you can eat a whole watermelon? Yeah, I can eat a whole watermelon. No, I can.
In a hot summer day, I can eat you bring in a whole watermelon, I'll eat it.
I do like my watermelon. I really do.
And he said, no, you can't.
Well, you want to cut a watermelon open without a knife? Take a quarter, make a small incision at the center of the watermelon, and karate chop it in half.
Wait, what?
No joke.
What?
So, take a quarter, make an incision, and then, boom.
Right, we need a watermelon. I'll do it right now. We need an watermelon.
Oh, there it
Jack,
is.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy's life hacks. Making life just a bit easier. Sunny 101.5, 7:54, and time for Go Figure. Here's Steve.
Man, I love dogs. Tracy loves dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Jack,
I love dogs.
Tolerates dogs.
He doesn't want one right now.
He loves them at a distance. Like Zappa will come over and jump on. Get off of me, because my dogs just they like to jump on people. I don't know. They're little dogs.
Right.
So the best was when Jack came over. He's not a dog person.
And he of course, in typical Jack fashion, falls asleep after we eat. In the recliner, just give me 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. He's out. And then he wakes up, and both dogs are on him. And all I hear is, you get off of me. I mean, this is hilarious. So, now, dogs are amazing. Guide dogs, we have a family friend that works for a company that trains guide dogs for people that are vision impaired and things like that. And taking the harness off that dog, it's like freeing. It's unbelievable. It turns into a dog. It knows when that harness on, it's working.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it has a set of skills that it's been trained, and it goes through life. But the minute you take that off, it's a dog. It's a puppy again.
Yeah.
So this guide dog named Ty is a viral sensation and this is hilarious, not just doing his job, but he was being filmed taking his owner, a Delaware Valley University student named Danielle, into a new store in the mall called Cool Dog Gear.
Okay.
Okay. Led her in there and was trying to get her to buy things for him, like a new vest, some treats and things like that. And she said it's actually pretty funny because this dog knows he'll take me into Starbucks and they'll give him a treat and I can have my coffee. And then he'll take him to various places in the local mall.
Yeah. But
he does tend to take her to interesting places. This is his favorite park, per se, or a new spot at a park. And now this store, and someone videoed this dog leading her in there, and she's doing what, you know, following the dog, and the dog is literally picking things up, trying to get her to purchase things for her.
Incredible.
A new store in the mall called Cool Dog Gear.
Yeah.
Viral sensation now. It's going all over. And she said, they're really silly. The dog's very silly, and he even gives me fake alerts sometimes so that he'll get treats. Because they reward with treats.
I'll be doggone.
Can you believe that?
I'll be doggone.
Look at that. So that it is.
I'll be doggone.
Go figure. True stories about real people being really stupid.
Sunny 101.5. Who's this?
Sue.
Sue?
Yes.
Come on down. You're the next contestant on the
Wheel of Meat.
Oh, boy. So, you're already a winner. Whatever you land on, you win. However, if you pick the one you land on, you'll get 2 gift certificates from Martin Supermarkets. And
well, we throw our hat into the...
Yes. And you know what else? We're going to make it even extra special for you. We're going to throw in some Johnsonville brats, too.
Whoa. All right. Double the meat?
Yeah.
You can get triple the meat now.
Yes.
Brats and 2 items off the
Okay, go meat. Ahead and tell the items.
You got bumblebee tuna. Or I'm sorry, bumblebee pink crab meat. Bumblebee tuna's from Ace Ventura, too. Bumblebee crab meat.
Uh-huh.
Caviar, anchovies, oysters, kipper snacks, potted meat, Spam, liver pate. What's your poison?
Oysters.
Okay, she's going for the oysters.
Now, I think I said oysters.
I'm going with the kipper snacks, and you're going with oysters.
Oysters.
Crab meat.
And Tracy's going with crab meat. Go. Okay, here we go.
All right. What did I pick again?
Give it a spin.
Oysters,
I don't know.
Right?
What
no, I picked the same as
you.
Okay.
There it goes. Okay, come on now.
Come on, oysters.
No whammies. Come on now. It's slowing down. Hang on. You just won.
Crab meat! Are you kidding me?
You know,
everyone's a winner but Jack and I. That's what it comes down to.
I cannot believe Tracy won again.
Woohoo!
I'm not doing this anymore.
She gets 2 packs of crab meat, Johnsonville brats. Tracy gets coffee.
Yeah.
And we get to pay for it.
My gosh, way to go! You're not playing anymore.
Sore losers.
You can listen to Sunny 101.5 at home, at work, in the car, and anywhere in the world. We're streaming online 24 hours a day at sunny1015.com.
Make sure you join us for the Wednesday Jack, Steve, and Tracy show. And, somebody's going to get a birthday call. That'll be one thing. And, of course, we're still giving away $25 Johnsonville brat coupons. Man, I'm sounding good right now. Oh, man. Okay, join us tomorrow.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy. Weekday mornings from 5:30 till 9. You can listen live worldwide at sunny1015.com. Thanks for listening.